I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. You know those middle-of-the-night or early-morning awakenings when your senses are unusually sharp? The slightest sounds take on new meaning, or perhaps otherwise fleeting thoughts become intrusive. Solitude and silence, although sometimes disquieting, seem to invite deep reflection and unusually intense awareness. As Henry David Thoreau says in Walden, "I love to be alone. I never found the companion that was so companionable as solitude." And we hear echoes of these sentiments in this encore essay by Eric Wilker.
I believe in getting up early. In more adventurous days, that meant alpine starts, gearing up and heading out under headlamps in a starlit sky, submitting to the rhythmic crunch of crampons in the working ritual of rope. These were the hours in which the mountains were quietest, snow bridges strongest, rock and icefall the least menacing. Daybreak could find you working a ridge high above a pinking floor of glacier and clouds, or shivering on the lee side of the crater rim. Living in a maritime village now, far from big mountains, my first views of the day are less dizzying, and the objective hazards of my city job come from email, not rockfall. Yet unchanged through the shifts in age, geography, and vocation is the meaning I find in starting my days early. Most days I get up at 4 or 4:30 and run for an hour before returning home to shower, dress, make breakfast, tend to the dog, then wake my wife and our two girls at their precisely negotiated times. The chief joy of my somnambulant runs is that they allow me to access otherwise hidden pockets of wild in the world around me. I often stumble upon spectacular bits of animal theater, coyotes pacing me across frostbite hills, or screech owls hunting bats low over the marina. These runs also provide me a grounding measure of solitude and reflection. Coming and going from my house, I cross the Pawtuxet River on an old stone bridge, and no matter my pace, I stop to watch the black waters break through a small falls before sweeping on into the bay. Pause there, above the river, in the perpetual mineral exhale of the falls, I find it impossible not to be grateful for the things that await me. When younger, I sought freedom chiefly in the absence of responsibilities. Now I feel freedom and promise, and all that I get to return to. The soft furnace of the dog's belly, the blinking sass and grump of my awakening daughters, the cheering, guiding voice of my wife, the many doors that await each of us that day. I believe in getting up early because I believe in finding gratitude before all facts, and carrying that with me, whether my days are lived by mountains, river, city, or sea.
Eric Wilker is an administrator at Moses Brown School in Providence, where he was asked to contribute a This I Believe essay to a student-led project. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.